Welcome. It's Friday, April 5th, in the first week of Easter. We begin with a passage of Scripture from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, which reads, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." Jesus said that whoever believes in him will do the works he does and greater. Do we believe that? St. Vincent Ferrer did. Known as the angel of the apocalypse and the patron saint of builders for the way he built up the church, St. Vincent, who was born in 1357 and died in 1419, was a gifted preacher who spread the gospel throughout Spain, Switzerland, Italy, France, Germany, Scotland, and Ireland. He stressed the need for repentance and warned listeners of judgment. St. Vincent spoke in his native Valician dialect of Spanish, but it was reported that everyone who heard him, no matter what language they spoke, understood what he was saying. It also was reported that his words were so filled with the Holy Spirit that there were many conversions and people repented of their sins following his sermons. St. Vincent healed a number of people after laying hands on them and blessing them. He also was said to have raised 28 people from the dead. In fact, the church officially recognized 892 miracles as part of his canonization, but the number is thought to be much greater. The saint was born on January 23, 1357. At the age of 19, he entered the Dominican order and then was ordained a priest. Shortly afterwards, he was named prior of the Dominican house in Valencia, where he resided. Today is St. Vincent Ferrer's feast day. Let's turn now to the gospel. The guards were shaken with fear of the angel and became like dead men. Matthew chapter 28, verse 4. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the sanctuary was torn in two. The earth quaked, rocks were split. The centurion and his men reacted with fear and belief. Truly, this was the Son of God. But here at the tomb, the guards react to the earthquake with fear and unbelief. It's easier to believe in the greatness of a person who dies bravely than to believe in the resurrection of that person from the dead. But I don't believe simply in the greatness of Jesus' heroic death. I believe in his full-bodied resurrection. On this Friday of the first week of Easter, 1 week after Good Friday, I would do well to pray thoughtfully and slowly the familiar words of the Nicene Creed. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Don't speak those words, any of those words, lightly. Try it again, slowly, with the Lord at your side. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.